listening to the Golden Country Radio Show.
Radio.
You're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show.
Tumble out of bed, my son to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn. Exception to try to come alive. I jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
And you're listening to the Quarantine New Year's Eve show. This is the last show of season one, and I'm so glad you joined us, and I just, can't wait, literally, for 2020 to be ushered out the door and bring in 2021 and all the positive things that I know this new year is going to bring. But I appreciate you joining us, and tonight we've got a great show, as always. I'm going to recap all of the special guests that I've had during season one and play some extra music for you tonight, stuff that definitely goes along with New Year's Eve. So again, thank you for joining me. And that was my Higher Ground band starting us out with 9 to 5. And we're based here in Denver, and lots of good music. I just can't wait to get back to live music. I know this year has been really tough on all musicians, and it hasn't spared our band either. We've been sitting at home just chomping at the bit, waiting for our chance to get out there again. And come on, vaccine. Come on, 2021. And lots of live music, I hope, in the new year. So, again, thanks for joining me. And I'll play as much music as I can tonight. This next song is me singing Strong Enough. This was a Cher song. And I hope you enjoy it.
I don't need your sympathy. There's nothing you can say or do for me. And I don't want a miracle. You'll never change for no one. I hear your reasons why. Where did you sleep last night? And was she worth
listening to the Golden Country Radio Show. You've tuned in this night to the Quarantine 2020 New Year's Eve show. That was me, Julie Richardson, singing Strong Enough. And I tell you what, we've had to be strong enough to get through this year. I'll tell you that. It's been a hellacious year. I think we can all agree to that. Still making music, and I'm so glad you've joined me. I know there's a lot of regular listeners out there, a lot of family and friends that listen in every week, and I appreciate you so much. And a lot of people from all over the world listening in tonight especially, and I'm just glad you joined me, and hopefully we can lift your spirits and put you in the mood to usher out 2020. So this next song is a song that I did with a guitar partner of mine, Roger Hughes. It's an ABBA song, and I always loved ABBA. It's one of my favorite groups ever. So if you know me, I mean, I love country music, but ABBA is one of my all-time favorites. And this next song is called Fernando.
Can you hear the drums, Fernando? I remember long ago another starry night like this. In the firelight, Fernando, you were humming to yourself and softly strumming your guitar. I could hear the distant drums and sound of bugle calls were coming from afar. They were closer now, Fernando. Every hour, every minute seemed to last eternally. Fernando, we were young and full of life, but none of us prepared to die. And I'm not ashamed to say the roar of guns and cannons almost made me cry. There was something in the air that night, the stars were bright, Fernando. They were shining there for you and me, for liberty, Fernando. Though we never thought that we could.
Golden Country Radio Show. I'm Julie Richardson, and that was me and Roger Hughes on guitar singing Fernando, one of my all-time favorite songs from ABBA. And I just appreciate you tuning in tonight. You're joining over 20 countries and 6 different continents represented tonight in listeners. And I tell you, this is just season 1. This is the last show for season 1, and You know, we've been on the air only for a couple of months, and we've gained thousands of listeners from all over the world, and I appreciate the support more than you know. But one of the biggest reasons we've had the support is because we're highlighting not only my music, but the music of other independent artists that are extremely talented out there. You may or may not have known these people before my show, but I'm telling you, they're just as good as the mainstream country music, if not better. And they deserve their chance. And you've supported them. You've bought CDs. You've written fan mail. And for that, I'm so grateful. And I know they are too. And I'd like to take just a few moments of this show to recap all of the special guests that I've had in season one in 2020. I'm just going to play 30 seconds of each song. But if you like someone that you're hearing and you hadn't heard them before, you can get a hold of me at Wait in the Truck. That's W-A-I-T, Wait in the Truck at MSN.com. Let me know that you like their music, and I'll get you in touch with them, and I'll tell you how you can go about buying their songs, downloading their songs, maybe getting a signed CD, whatever it is you fancy. We can make that work for you. But I wouldn't be the show that I am today without these independent artists that have agreed to come on the show and share their music with you and with me and their stories of triumph and tragedy and what brought them to making country music especially. So if you remember, one of my first guests on the show was Tammy Kendrick out of Georgia. I'm going to play 30 seconds of Tammy Kendrick's song. Now I hope you remember this. And if you ever missed a show in season one and you want to go back and you want to listen, just visit my website at www.julierichardsonmusic.com. Navigate to the radio page, and you'll see the buttons and the links for every single show. So just look for this button that says Tammy Kendrick or Marty Dunn or whomever you've missed or you'd like to hear again. And you can definitely hear more of their music. But just to recap, thank you guys for being on the show. And here's a salute to you. This is Tammy Kendrick with her version of Yes, Ma'am. Again, I know you remember her. She was one of my good friends. She's also signed with Century 2 Records and out of Georgia. If you'd like to hear her music again, just write me at waitinthetruck@msn.com and help support her. I know she'd appreciate it, and I appreciate it more than you know. One of my next guests on the show early on in the season was a singer from my very own band here, the Higher Ground Band. Her name is Rachel Sefton. She lives here in Colorado. She was born in Colorado, but lived quite a while in Tennessee. Now she's back in Colorado and singing with me. It's part of my Higher Ground Band. This was Rachel Sefton with My Church.
I've cussed on a Sunday. I've cheated and I've lied. I've fallen down from grace a few too many times. But I find holy redemption when I put this car in drive. Roll the windows down and turn up the dial. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost running through you when I play. I find my soul revival, singing every single
And that's my singer, Rachel Sefton, Dr. Rachel Sefton, with the Higher Ground Band. She was one of my second guests. And again, these are the singers that I've had on that have been my special guests throughout season one. I just thought it would be nice to recap some of their music and to thank them for being on the show and making me and this show so popular around the world. I know it's because of their talent as well. One of my next guests is also a Century 2 Records signed independent artist. His name is Marty Dunn. He and I did a gold record duet, and it's called If I Needed You. That's with Bo Heatherly, but How's the World Treating You? But he's gone on. He's done really well. He's out of Kentucky, and this is Marty Dunn singing I'll Never Forgive My Heart.
Hello, heartache, who let you in? For the last time, never again. Back together, just you and me. Where's your old friend, Mr. Misery? I went and did it. I dropped my guard. I fell in and I fell apart. Now she's saying she's found someone new. How could I have been such a fool? Oh, close the...
So that's Marty Dunn out of Kentucky. And I'll Never Forgive My Heart. He's signed with Century 2 Records. He's an independent artist and a good friend of mine and a duet partner that went gold with me with How's the World Treating You? I was super excited to have Marty on the show. But who can forget Ramona Diane out of Nashville, Tennessee? Ramona came on and gave us, all my listeners, like 10 different listeners, free CDs. And it was just an incredible, generous moment. And I love her music. It gets stuck in your head, I'll tell you what. But she's pure country, and just love Ramona Diane. And here's her singing, Let's Put the Country Back in Country Music. That's Ramona Diane's clip, and again, I'm just playing little clips of some of the special guests I've had on this show that have made this show so successful in season one. Thank you for being on the show. And again, if you're missing any of these people, you just go to my website at julierichardsonmusic.com and click on the radio page, and you can hear more of their interview and their songs. So if you hear of anyone that you like tonight, either do that or get a hold of me at waitinthetruck@msn.com, and I can hook you up with some of their music. So just let me know. This next artist, I actually last December, a year ago, I was in Virginia, and I recorded a song that went platinum for us. It also went gold and different independent music charts, country music charts. We did our rendition of If I Needed You. This was Bo Heatherly. He lives in Virginia, and this is him singing Runaway Mama.
She's my runaway mama. Always chasing other men. She's my runaway mama. Always somewhere gone again.
If you see this kind of lady, kind of tall and kind of slim, she's my runaway mama. Call the law and turn her in.
Call the law and turn her in. That was Bo Heatherly out of Virginia, another good friend of mine and a duet partner. We did really well together in 2020, and I hope 2021 will bring more music our way. I'm just itching to do a Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton duet. You can't make old friends with Bo Heatherly. I think that would turn out really well. So stay tuned for that. I bet that's coming in 2021. And who can forget Boda Pena? Boda Pena lives in Pagosa Springs, Colorado. He just performs all over the place and one of my favorite performers to see live. I got to see him down in Taos, New Mexico. I had him here on the show. I was incredibly excited to have him as a guest, and he's just doing really well. And this is Bo De Pena singing Long Road to Denver. Pena, Long Road to Denver. He's got a lot of new songs out and a new album on the way, so stay tuned for him because I'm going to have him again in the next season, of course, and highlight some of his music. So stay tuned because he's really rising. And again, if you like his music, I know you can find it online. You can find it at Spotify, iTunes, you name it. But if not, just get a hold of me at waitinthetruck@msn.com. And next, I have Buddy Baker. William Buddy Baker out of Alabama, and this is Buddy Baker singing Kiss and Say Goodbye.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. Now I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations. Well, we've been meeting here every day, and since it's our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. And when you turn and walk away, girl, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. So let's just kiss and say goodbye.
One of my favorite songs, and Buddy Baker does it justice. I tell you that. He's got a great voice and a nice guy out of Alabama. If you ever get a chance to see him live, I know he's been on the Dewdrop Jamboree several times out of Tennessee. So that was Buddy Baker, again, a special guest on the Golden Country Radio Show. And of course, Matt Boone out of West Tennessee. And Matt and I go way back. Our paths crossed early on in our careers in Tennessee, and just, you know, keep crossing all along. And he's doing really well. He just got married and he just signed a new record contract with Cavallo Records, and he's hooked up with the Josie show and Josie Awards. So anyway, Matt Boone, and this is him singing Girls Like Guys with Trucks.
Buy her what she's drinking. You might wind up taking her home. But boy, don't waste your money, cause I don't think your Hyundai's gonna get you the results that you want. Well, I know you're all excited, show her your little hybrid, but buddy, it ain't big enough. Girls like guys with trucks.
Not the truth. Girls do like guys with trucks, and hopefully guys like girls with trucks. I got a really nice truck, and it's just a country thing. So that was Matt Boone with Girls Like Guys with Trucks. And I wish him all the best luck in 2021 with his career and his show bus that he's got going. And he's got a lot on the ball, and I'm happy for him. This next guest came out of Georgia, and he's a Vietnam veteran. And what a character. He was one of my favorites to interview. Just, someone that sticks with you. His name is Elvis Carden, and this is his song, Lay Me Down.
Remember the men and women that put their lives on the line, veterans that fought and lived through those wars. Every soldier has a story, a life like no other, veterans that fought for me and you. Under the red, white, and blue. Lay me down. Lay me down. Lower me down. Draped in the red, white, and blue.
And that's Elvis Carden, one of my favorites, and a Vietnam vet, and just an incredible guy. He raises a lot of money for the veterans and does a lot of amazing positive things for this world. And I just loved playing his music and getting to know him better on the show. Thank you, Elvis, for being here. The next one I interviewed on the show for the Golden Country was Alicia McLeon. She's out of Tennessee, and she has a new album out called For Crying Out Loud, and this is the song called For Crying Out Loud, which is the headline for this CD. And sure enjoyed having her as well. Here's Alicia with For Crying Out Loud.
Well, aren't you really something, standing there so tall? You think you're really special when you make me feel so small. You make me sad, you make me mad, the way you cheat and lie. You never seem to care at all when you make me cry. For all the times you stayed out late with your rowdy crowd and bragged to all your friends when you were feeling oh so proud, then toss your head and shift the blame and drink and run your mouth. To me, we're good for just one.
Our special guest, Alicia McLeon out of Tennessee. And again, she's an incredible woman. She's in her 70s and her music career has been long and fruitful. And I was, just honored to have her on the show. I appreciate it. And finishing us out for this season, I think you'll remember most recently we had Sam Schmidhuber on here. And Sam's a young guy out of Pennsylvania. But man, he can sing, and I don't know why he's not picked up for a record deal. If he's not soon, I'd be completely surprised. But this is one of his headliner songs called Dirt Road World, Sam Schmidhuber.
hanging out on a lazy rhythm. That's about how I feel too. Crack up in that Mountain Dew. Only thing you and me got going, just keeping this good day rolling. A little laid back afternoon, honey, sure looks good on you. Bouncing like a cane pole anywhere the wind blows. Country on the radio, baby, it's a dirt road world. It's a big small town. There's a blue sky bridge, rolling windows down. It's a dirt road world, spinning round and round. Slide on over next to me now, girl. It's a dirt road world.
And that was Sam Schmidhuber. And, you know, to round it out, too, don't forget that we had Jamie Mansfield on here. She is an award-winning artist, and she was talking about her third book that was an award-winning release called Seasoned. So I've had quite an incredible season, speaking of seasons, season one of this show, Golden Country Radio Show. Again, if you've missed it or you're just tuning in and you're learning about us, we're about independent country music. We're about independent artists. We're about sharing my music with you and keeping music going during this pandemic, keeping it, you know, on the air and virtual, and introducing you to some of the finest talent across the United States, and letting you know who they are so you can support them and become a new fan and kind of branch out. And if you know of anybody who has their own songs and is an incredible singer and just needs to get their music out there, please let me know at waitinthetruck@msn.com. I'd be happy to interview them and put them on the show and play their music and help support them and promote them. So if you know of someone, just get a hold of me again at waitinthetruck@msn.com. So that was the recap of season one. And again, you can go to my website at julierichardsonmusic.com and navigate to the radio page and hear any of the shows live. At that point, you can listen in and hear the interviews in their entirety and listen to more music from these special guests. So thank you. A heart full of gratitude goes out to every single one of you. And kicking us off for season two, which starts January 7th, is a wonderful singer named Brian Hedges. And Brian is, again, it's a great find. It's like finding a golden nugget out there when you hear music from people like this and you're like, dang, the guy's really good. He's, you know, should be mainstream country music on the radios today. And this is Brian Hedges. He'll be my special guest kicking us off for season two, and I hope you'll join us. We do this every Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And I host the show and I share my music, and again, independent music artists like Brian Hedges. This is him singing Let the Rains Fall, and I hope you'll join us January 7th for his interview and to hear more of his music.
When we love them, God knows we love them. Sometimes we gotta let them go. We're just children. We're all God's children. And He's the only one who knows where we're going. Where we'll be tomorrow. Let the rains fall. Let them ride tall over the mountain and up through the draw. Let them take lead. Let them set their own scene. And for the first time, let them run free. Be there for it all. Let the rains fall. Some folks judge me. Some folks will begrudge me for the comparisons I've made. But life's like horses, given preset courses. Some are wild and some are tame. It's when we take over that we get led astray. Let the rain fall, let them rise tall over the mountain and up through the draw. Let them take lead, let them set their own speed. And for the first time, let them run free. Be there for it all, but let the rains fall. We can find our way back again. The trail leads us home. Let the rains fall, let them ride tall over the mountain and up through the draw. Let them take lead, let them set their own speed. And for the first time, let them run free. Be there for it all. You'll be there for it all. So let the rains fall. Let the rains fall.
When I'm feeling near as faded as my jeans, I'm all back on the diesel dance just before it rained. It rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bending, and I was playing soft for Bobby to sing the blues. Windshield wipers clapping, timeline holding Papa's hand in mine. We sang every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah. And feeling good was easy, Lord, when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for him. Mm-hmm. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee.
Singing it, and one of my all-time favorite songs. There isn't a live show that I do with my Higher Ground band or otherwise that I don't sing Me and Bobby McGee, so I hope you enjoyed that. Someone asked me what was one of my favorite New Year's Eve memories, and I have so many. I've had some incredible New Year's Eves. Of course, I miss Johnny's restaurant. I was spent several New Year's Eve parties there, and Johnny was quite the host. It's right there in Music Valley across from the Grand Ole Opry there, down the street from the Nashville Palace. It's owned by the Hobbs family. Johnny was quite the host. He would throw a huge New Year's Eve bash, and those were some of my best times. And one of my all-time favorite adventures was being in the outback of Australia on New Year's Eve, looking at the Southern Cross. We had a huge bonfire going, and everybody kind of took turns talking or singing or doing something, and I remember belting out Me and Bobby McGee next to that bonfire, and it doesn't get much better than that in the outback. So that was by far my favorite memories. I mean, I've spent them in Santa Fe and New Mexico and all over, but that one was the one I wanted to share. I also wanted to share with you tonight, this was my number one most requested song on season one. And again, we've got 20 countries listening in on 6 different continents, and this was the number one most requested song that I sang. This is Roger Hughes on guitar, and this is me singing Dolly Parton's Jolene. Just because you can. always in that song with. That was Jolene. That was the number one most requested song of mine on this show since I started it over the summer. And again, I just want to send a big shout out and a big thank you, heart full of gratitude for all my regular listeners. There's so many, and family and friends of friends and new fans that I've picked up and old fans that I've had all along. Thank you for listening to the Golden Country Radio Show. Spread the word so that season two, we just even increase even more. I'd love to get every country in the world listening in. I don't think that's too far-fetched considering we've had already 20 countries listening in 6 different continents in just a few months. So thank you. And, you know, people have asked me about my resolutions this evening, and every year I do resolutions in my journal. It's important to me to do the resolutions, and I looked back at 2020, and I realized there were some resolutions that I couldn't fulfill because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And, you know, I know we're really quick to just say it's a horrific year, and it has been. It's been a lot of loss for everybody and a lot of change. But this year for me has had a silver lining. It's brought me a lot of transformation. It has really changed me, made me very different, and made me look at things differently. You know, first and foremost on my resolutions is always my health. So all I ask for 2021 is to be kinder and gentler as it continues to transform us and make us better people, but just to, you know, bring some love and light to all of us. So Happy New Year to you. And Happy New Year to all my friends and family and my fans and all the fellow musicians that I have that have had it so hard this year. May 2021 be the best ever and bring you lots of love, light, abundance, laughter, and lots of live music. I'd like to end this show and finish up season one wishing you not only a Happy New Year, but playing my favorite New Year song. It's a Kenny G mix. It's a Millennium mix. I play it every year. It's tradition for me as I drink my champagne cocktail and ring out the old year and bring in the new. So good riddance 2020. And for the rest of you, until next year, so long.
The first words I spoke in the original phonograph. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Evacuate the city as Martians approach.
Never to go to war with one another again.
This country is at war with Germany.
December 7th, 1941.
The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor.
A date which will live in infamy.
This is Bob, Command Performance Hulk, telling each Nazi that's in Russia today that Crimea doesn't pay.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt, stricken right
to the
head.
Yes. I mean, the fellow's name.
Who? The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima.
Who is on first?
Now, what are you asking me for?
Reports from within Germany tell of horrors leading to the total extermination of the Jews of Europe.
The Iron Curtain has descended across the country.
Jackie Robinson goes to bat for the first time in a...
Old soldiers never die. They just...
No thing?
Fade away.
It was a little Cocker Spaniel dog and our little girl, Tricia, the six-year-old, named it Chuck.
Are you a member of the Communist Party?
Oh, crap, eh?
Or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
A giant caterpillar!
A giant caterpillar! Baby, you're the greatest.
Applause for Sun Recording artist Elvis Presley.
I'd like to thank all
was wonderful, folks, and I'd like to thank you, too.
Three young singers were killed today in the crash of a light plane.
American Bandstand. And now here he is, the star of our show, Dick Hart.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
They're standing up, waiting to see if Maris is going to hit number 61.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
Happy birthday.
Wondering how and why Marilyn Monroe died.
Something has happened in the motorcade.
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m.
Lee Harvey Oswald was shot.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
And I say segregation now.
What we have foremost in common is that enemy.
Segregation tomorrow.
The white man.
And segregation forever.
He's an enemy to all of us.
I have a dream today.
I'm about to sign into law the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
The Beatles!
I have today ordered to Vietnam the Air Mobile Division. Additional forces will be needed later, and they will be sent.
Very sad news for all of you. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
As he said many times, many parts of this nation, some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were, and say, why not?
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
It's a free concert from now on.
We must be in heaven, man!
Four persons, including two women, were shot and killed in Ohio today. Hundreds of students were involved as national...
There will be a cure, and a thrill, and a killer when I get the gorilla in Manila!
Concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Here's Johnny.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon
and
tomorrow.
An absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
Live from New York, it's Saturday.
Elvis Presley died today at Baptist Hospital in
Memphis. John Lennon was brought to the emergency room. He was dead on arrival.
Today marks day number 64 in the hostage crisis in Iran.
Hi, Diana Francis. Take the Senate Charles Arthur George.
To my wedded husband.
To my wedded husband.
A disease striking primarily in the gay community called acquired immune deficiency.
Lift off of the 25th space shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Roger, roll, Challenger.
We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God.
As much experience in the Congress as Jack Kennedy did when he sought the presidency.
Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I don't think it was wrong.
We did not trade weapons or anything else for hostages.
I think it was a neat idea.
Everyone on Sesame Street is always talking about love.
Pictures of Berliners from east and west standing atop the wall with chisels.
The skies over Baghdad have been illuminated.
Read my lips.
We, the jury, in the embarrassing title action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being.
Princess Diana died of injuries suffered in a car accident.
I'm Ellen, and I'm gay.
Yeah, baby!
It is 62, folks, and we have a new home run champion, Mark McGwire.
Welcome. You've got mail.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
This vast right-wing conspiracy conspiring against my husband.
Let me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong. I need to go back to work for the American people.
The young killers of Columbine High School do not stand for the spirit of America. We can rise up and we can say no more.
Let the word go forth from this time and place that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans.